You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This was our first guest. Well, it's coming up, so spoiler alert, we did it already.
Yeah.
But this is the first guest that we had that had the crowd of people around. Not to say that, you know, the ventriloquist didn't have the crowd that we were thinking we were going to get. But
this guest had handlers.
Yes. Handlers and yes. Multiple people taking pictures. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I was so locked in and kind of focused on you guys and on Bubba. And it's so cool to be sitting next to a two-time master champion. Mm-hmm. I'm certain Chris felt the same way because he loves golf.
I demanded to Billy, can I sit next to him?
To sit next to
Put
him.
Yes. Next to
and
me,
Billy
please.
Made it happen for
he
you.
Did.
I didn't realize there were people around watching, and I didn't know that was,
yeah,
that was taking
people,
place.
People
That's
like
cool.
this, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
We're in a really cool spot.
Did you get his number? Spoiler alert, after this, Stugatz ran up, and he's like, he tells me, he goes, I should get his number. Go.
Listen, he is a friend of the show. This is his third appearance since the playoffs started. He likes the Dolphins until they lose, and then he likes the team that beat him.
Uh-huh.
That's what he does, but that's okay.
Yeah.
He's entitled, as you'll find out, to do whatever the hell he pleases. But he's a friend of the show, so to answer your question.
It's a weird pause. You just said he's entitled, and then you paused.
I was thinking about the taping, but you already blew
when,
that.
When you're asking
you know
him,
what I'm saying.
When you're in that spot. Yeah.
You know what happened.
When you're in that spot and you're asking for the phone number, do you do the thing where you pull your phone up and you go,
yeah, what'd you say?
So I said, Bubba, listen, we really like you. We want to do the baseball game. There's some stuff we'd like to do with you.
We'll talk
you
about
have
it,
a golf
surely.
Idea.
Yeah,
I said, rather than bothering Chase all the time, can I just get
your
number?
The live handler.
Yes. Can I just get your number? And he said, absolutely. It was almost like felt like he was like thinking to himself, I thought you would never ask.
He was like, gosh, I'm so happy you asked.
Okay. This is a weird game,
yes.
And I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. Before I came here, I said, this is a great networking event. Like, there's going to be a lot of people in the industry. This is a good time to go. You go around, you shake hands, you meet people, whatever, right? So I went and I got a business card, a digital business card.
Really?
So you just go and this thing, you don't even have, you can scan it or you just go and put it up to the phone and it appears and then you just add the contact.
What?
Right?
So have you used it yet?
No, that's the thing. So like that's exactly this. Is like you go up and you're like, oh, how do I get your number? How do I do this? Whatever. So I have this card that's been sitting in my pocket now for, you know, however many days. I set it up. You have to go on. You make a profile. You do like this whole thing, right?
Right.
And I
seems
have
like more work.
Such
than
a Billy thing to
card.
Do.
Right. Yes.
So
can you do it to me? Let me see.
And I have it here.
Yes.
And then. You have to update your phone. No, it's there.
I see it.
There you go. So you click that. And it's a whole thing that I have now.
Dot cards.
Yeah, it's a whole
dot,
thing.
Dot cards. Billy Gill, Meadowlark Media.
Wow.
See? It's there.
Cell phone number, email, Instagram,
that?
Twitter.
Socials, media.
Save contact. I can just click save contact.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know how to approach someone and be like, here. And I can't just go and start tapping people's phones. You know what I mean?
Well, I think young people they probably use it as well, right? Like, I wouldn't know what to do.
I talked to this guy at Media Night yesterday. That works for Nickelodeon.
Right.
And he was talking about, we're just talking about the Super Bowl and how the graphics and how they're going to do it because the Nickelodeon's going to have the Super Bowl this year also.
Right.
Right. And then after that exchange, I was like, man, that was the perfect opportunity to try to do my business card thing.
Right.
But I didn't do it. And then I wasn't going to later on be like, hey, wait.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
So I feel like I bought this card and I'm not going to make actually any contacts.
It's not as cool a move if you have to like chase him down after, oh, hey, I forgot to do this.
Well, that's the thing, right? And it's like, it's almost in a sense, it's like, and it's not at all. They're very different. But it's like when you go to like ask someone out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the same thing. Like,
vulnerable.
How do you ask to get the person's number? How do you say, like, here, take my number? You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird spot. I'm just not going to
just ask them. I mean,
my move is just open the phone to like the dial pad and just be like, we're doing this. Like, what's the number? Like,
right.
Like,
I just walked right up and said, can I have your number? And he said yes.
So what'd you do? You text him or?
I've already texted him, yes.
What'd you say?
Well, we're playing Augusta next week.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get to Bubba Watson. It is Super Bowl week. He is here in Las Vegas. With the live tour, I am joking there, but Bubba Watson, a friend of the show, likes to talk football. Let's talk to him right now.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Very exciting, Billy. This is what Radio Row is all about for God Bless Football at Super Bowl week. Chris Cody is with us. Bubba Watson, who became a friend of God Bless Football during the playoffs, he is with us as well. The LIV Golf Tournament is in town, and so Bubba has been nice enough to come in and spend a little time with us. We appreciate it, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep. What's the proper amount of time to spend in Las Vegas?
Yeah. Well, 1 week. I think that's the for me.
1 week?
Right.
That's
If I'm not playing golf, way shorter.
So take the golf out of it, all right?
2 days.
2 days, right. That's max 2 days, right? Then it becomes sad a little bit, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You excited for the game?
Very excited. It's going to be interesting. I didn't think these were the good teams that were going to be here. But, man, the drama that unfolded and the excitement that unfolded, it's going to start to a good week this week.
I got to be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed. I thought you would have. So you're a Dolphin fan. You started off the playoffs as a Dolphin fan. We were talking about you were at the game. You were, you know, sitting front row at a Heat game. Then the Dolphins lost to the Chiefs, and the next week, and Chris was shocked by this, You donned a Chiefs Taylor Swift jersey on the show, and so you turned Chiefs fan right in the middle of the playoffs. So where are you today?
I mean, you got to roll with it, right?
Right.
I mean, by the end of the week, I might be a 49ers fan, right?
Well, it worked out for you because you didn't have to become a Bills fan,
right?
And then you didn't have to become a Ravens fan.
Yes.
So now you can just kind of ride it out with the Chiefs.
I got two options.
Unless 49ers win, and then either way, you win the Super Bowl,
right,
so it doesn't really matter.
Right. Exactly.
Big week for you.
And Tua's still our quarterback.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, don't get me started. Did you see him at the skills competition?
No.
He didn't look good, man.
Well,
he needed to make a statement there. When you have if the season ends the way it ended for Tua, a statement could be made. I hear how accurate you are. He finished last in the accuracy competition.
Yeah.
I know it's the Pro Bowl and he probably wasn't really focused, but I'm just saying you can make a statement there, and he didn't make a statement.
But it's a skills competition. Does that?
But, dude, it's accuracy. He can't run.
We're so talking about practice.
We are talking about practice.
Talking about practice.
But he channels his Allen Iverson.
I just think when you have the criticisms of not being mobile, you can shine in this competition. You should blow everybody else out of the water if you're the accuracy guy. You can't move like the rest of them. So it's like, I don't know. He had a chance to impress me there, and he didn't.
He's right. Taking it too seriously.
He
right,
is taking it too seriously.
Well, I'm just
in Vegas, man.
I'm very emotional with Tua right now.
Hey, what stays in Vegas? Wait, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
What stays in Vegas happens in Vegas.
But that something. Yeah, you get it. Yes.
But it happened in Orlando, though.
It did happen.
So, I know. But we're here. Yeah.
I know, but his larger point is a fair one. If you pride yourself on accuracy and then you have a skills competition in which you need to be the most accurate quarterback in the NFL and you're not, it's like if you had a longest drive competition and the longest driver on tour was hitting it 200 yards.
But at the end of the day, let's
be
honest.
Which would be a great drive for me, buddy.
What sport do you really get excited about watching the All-Star game or the...
Yeah. Oh, no, I saw the clips. I didn't even watch it.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
That proves my point.
You just wanted to complain about
no,
Tua.
No, I'm just emotional. I wanted to check in and see, oh, he dominated.
But
then I could be like, okay, at least my guy's the accuracy
You didn't
guy.
Want to check in.
No, I'm
you
just saying.
That's like defense at the All-Star game. Like, that's what we're watching.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you're a good defensive team, if you're a good defensive player,
well,
I
let me ask you a question. What do you think?
Bubba's judging you right now, man.
I'm judging myself. I'm emotional, man. I don't know what to think of Tua, so I'm looking for every little thing.
How about this? Do you want a hug?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Hug it out. There it is.
Thank you, dude.
There, Radio Row, Super Bowl week.
I do feel better, honestly. A hug goes a long way, man.
It does.
It right? does.
Yes. I wrote a book about my issues.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I think we had you on to promote that book.
Yeah.
What chapter is hugging?
Nobody bought it.
Is hugging chapter 9?
I got plenty of copies.
What do you mean no one bought the book? People bought it, right?
My mom.
Yeah.
Did you get an advance?
No.
Really?
I paid for it myself. I paid for it. Oh, it's about giving back, you know?
Yeah. Really? No, it's about making money.
I want to get to the point in my life where I can pay things for myself, where it's like, I funded this.
What well, you mean? Like, if you keep talking about Tua, nobody's going to.
His career. It's plateaued.
So fair.
When you arrived at Tua at the skills competition.
I'm a broken man. I wrote down notes here. I wanted to talk about him. Tua was the first thing I put down.
What else is on your list?
Yeah. What
Super
else?
Bowl predictions?
Oh. Well, we'll get to that at the
and,
end.
Right. Angriest you've been with your caddy.
Right.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, hold on. Before we get save all those, Chris, okay? The prediction at the end, angriest at your caddy. Did the hug feel good? Like, the hug is a great stress reliever, right?
I kind of said it jokingly, but it did calm me. I was like, all right, relax.
Right.
It's just a skills competition.
I'm wondering, as a Dolphin fan who takes the skills competition very seriously.
I don't take the skills competition seriously. Tua's in a weird spot right now.
Hear me out.
I feel like we're spending too much
time. Just hear me out.
Roll the tape back. Yeah. You do agree on the skills competition.
What did you think? What did you think of his touchdown?
I'm wondering if he's mad at you for rolling over on the Dolphins the second they lost.
This is not my interview. Let's talk to Bubba.
I'm asking Bubba.
This sounds more like a session, like helping you out.
Welcome to my life.
Therapy sessions, yes. Yeah. Billy, you were going
to
ask
Well, I was going to say, what did you think of the touchdown he threw to Tyreek Hill? It was like, you know, it was one play touchdown in the Pro Bowl. It was a flag football game, but if you take the skills
that
competition.
That impressed me.
So he showed you something.
Flag football. That impressed you.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a little look in his eye there. I was like, all right.
We're back.
You could tell that he was like, all right, I was shitty the other day.
I got to show Chris something.
I can't throw an interception here after what I did at the skills competition.
I feel like you're invested in this.
Dude.
Very invested.
I mean, some of us stick with the Dolphins.
That's where I was at.
Ooh.
You want a hug?
No, I'm good. I'm content. I'm content where I'm at.
Bubba can do whatever he wants, man. He's got two green jackets.
Yeah. And tonight I'm pulling for the Golden Knights. You know what I'm saying? When I'm at the game tonight.
Of course you are.
That's sick.
Are you going to the game today?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You love what's your second favorite? So you love football the most, I think.
Well, golf is definitely not my first, just for the record.
It's crazy.
Just for the record.
Right.
Yes. First is NBA all day long.
Really?
Football is right there. If I'm watching, right? If I'm spectating and being there, that's what I'm into. Baseball is anytime Aaron Judge is up to bat, I definitely want to watch Aaron Judge and play. Even though I have a AA baseball team that's affiliated with the Marlins.
You paid for that too?
Yeah, I got a guy. You know, I got a guy.
What's your team?
My baseball team?
Yeah.
I grew up the biggest Yankee fan, Don Mattingly being left-handed.
Donnie baseball.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not love that back in the day? And then now affiliated with the Marlins, obviously we're gonna try to get down there and go to BP and do all that stuff. But yeah, we've been affiliated with them for a couple years now. So.
Wow. Hmm.
Billy can help you out with the Marlins. He can get that done for you.
Yeah, he can put you in contact with the right people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I nap to golf all the time. Do golfers nap to golf? Like, what's your best napping sport? Like, on the couch? Like, put it on the TV, on the couch?
Anytime you're watching the PGA Tour.
Oh, just, oh man, it's just Jim Nance. Just
oh, my gosh. It just puts you to sleep.
In a good way, though.
Welcome back, folks. Like.
I don't know if that's insulting, though, to golf and the PGA Tour or not.
I played on the PGA Tour for 16 years. I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Right. There's nothing better than a nice Saturday afternoon.
So when you get a weekend, you're like us. You get a weekend off, put golf on the television late afternoon and just kind of doze off a little bit, right?
When there's no other sports on, then yes. I'll be honest and tell you the truth. The LPGA, I love watching because it's so positive. When they're talking about, they're building up their product, right? And they're building it up. So I really love watching the girls play. Mm-hmm. And my wife played a professional sport, so I'm supporting that. But it's fun to watch that because those girls hit it so straight. I'm like, man, I only dreamed to hit it that straight.
Right. I feel like Liv is picking up some momentum, some steam from this standpoint. It's golf the way Chris and I would play golf. There's music blaring on certain holes. There's just people are wearing shorts. It's casual. It's fun. Yeah, it seems fun. And then with John Rahm signing, it seems like you guys are really kind of picking up some steam here.
Yeah, I think we're going in the right direction. You know, the 10-year plan, we're 3 years in, right? And we're a year early. So the 10-year plan is definitely moving forward rapidly. Obviously, with the music, with the shorts, with the team concept, it's a dream come true. It makes me wake up on Sunday and Saturday afternoons because of the music.
Right.
And then, like, you know, every once in a while, like in Vegas this week, we're going to have a party hole. And so it's a little par three, and people get buzzed, and they just have fun with the music. And we pick out our walkout song. And so it's fun.
What are we going with?
Me?
Yeah.
I did 16 bars with KB, and so I have my own song with him. I'ma Just Do It. And so I dropped 16 bars on it, so I always play mine, you know. What always promoting myself, yeah, you know how it is.
What don't you have, Bubba? I mean, what don't you have?
I try to dabble in everything, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a podcast would be next. Maybe get on a podcast or
all
something.
All right, let's do that.
You own the Blue Wahoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
No, Billy's a huge baseball fan.
I venture out. You know, I have different tastes.
Do you like when the players – oh, it's not a nice way to put it, but you like when the players get injured and then the major leaguers are in town for, like, you know, 2-3 games?
No, you never want anybody to get injured. But anytime that you – but you know what? It's crazy because Eury Pérez, right?
Yeah.
He was the youngest, I think, in the league and then my son is 11. I mean, he can't even speak English, right? He's going to classes every day to learn English, to get better at it, because he's such a great talent, but he's also wanting to learn. And so to have a young kid like that be able to interact with my son and them talk, and even though they're talking, they're communicating not how me and you would, they're communicating mm-hmm. different ways because they're closer to the same age back a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then to see him grow and watch him grow, it's been fun to do. And so that's really what the fun part is. Now, the injuries coming back, who doesn't want to see some of the greats or some of the good players up there? But to see the young talent move up, man, it's been a dream come true, especially for Pensacola, but also for my family to be able to watch that.
That's so weird because obviously you build relationships with the guys, you want to see them succeed and go up. But then you also, like, they're then gone from your team because they made it to the majors.
Yeah, you're promoting the family brand. You're promoting the city, getting behind a team and supporting your team. And then you want the success of these great players to move on so you can watch that, right, on that level. But obviously, you can't have all the greats staying at your place. They've got to move on to the bigger and better things.
So,
right. Or else they're not great, right?
Yeah. Over the years, Stu Gatz and I have been trying to solve things in baseball. I don't know if you like baseball and the way that baseball goes. And the minor leagues seems like the perfect place to
testing ground.
Test these things out. Like you see the Savannah Bananas and kind of what they do. Sometimes they go a little bit too far.
I'm over the Savannah Bananas.
Are you?
Unless they want to work with us in the future. But
you need a hug.
I can only see a pitcher do a dance routine before he throws the pitch so many times. Sorry.
Anyway, you were saying.
Are we going to work with them? Cut that part.
They were trying to get us to come out to do a first pitch one time.
I'll throw
a first pitch.
Well, not
I
anymore.
I love the Savannah Bananas.
Not anymore.
Hey, if y'all come to the y'all can throw out first pitch.
Dude, don't
anytime.
Get out of here. We're
Bubba,
in. We're in.
Do a show from the stadium,
we
whatever you want to do.
Bubba.
I know a guy. Let me call him. Yeah, he said it was okay.
Very exciting.
So going back to your question, I know we jumped off topic, but we were the first to put the netting all down the side in minor league baseball. Mm-hmm. We put the AstroTurf in. We got a big Jumbotron. We did the pitch clock. We've done everything. We've tried to be, as soon as MLB announces it or says this is what's coming,
you implement
we
it.
Try to be the first ones to do it. Because not only do we want to be on MLB's side and them help us and we help them, we want to be safety and we want to try to improve the game and the speed of the game. So it's been fun to try to eradicate those challenges. You don't want the fans to fall asleep, and you're trying to make it exciting. So you want the people there. Baseball on TV is slower, but in public, you know, when you're there, when your family's there, it makes it fun and exciting.
How do you feel about a magic at bat? And just hear me out for a second, okay? Because I maintain this with baseball. You don't see the stars enough. So when I watch an NBA game and I go and see LeBron play, right, I know I'm getting 36, 38 minutes of LeBron. He's going to give me 25 points. He might give me 50 points.
And
but
you know
I'm
in crunch time,
play.
He's getting the ball.
Right, but in baseball, Aaron Judge, I only get to see him 3 or 4 times a game. So I think one time per game, the manager should be able to go with a magic at bat, meaning he can go out of order, even if Aaron Judge is not up, he could just throw out like a challenge flag, let's say, and Aaron Judge gets a 5th at bat or a 6th at bat, even if he just batted last inning. Do you like that?
Yes, I love it. Any change is good, right? I mean, that's why we brought in Liv, but the change is good and trying to think outside the box to do that. Now, is that going to be the perfect thing to do it? I mean, started in minor leagues to see, but anything you can come up with would be better than just watching 90s of
Ponds in the outfield. You know how you know, like in Houston, they used to have that hill. They used to have a hill in the middle of the outfield that they just put there, and then there was like a flagpole in the middle of it. So we started talking like, what if you just every team can place a pond wherever they want in the outfield?
They can choose home field advantage where our pond is.
Exactly.
We put our
right.
pond right behind shortstop.
Well, you can't move ponds, so it's going to probably be there the entire season.
In between series, you have to, if you
it's hard
it
to move a pond.
Series,
what are you having a little baby pool? What are we doing? Moving it? Back?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Here's the question. Manager Jim Leland loved that idea.
With what I said a second ago. Hey, what I said a second ago, we're going to take it back. Sometimes you go too far outside the box.
Yeah. The pond is
well, we haven't gotten to the trampoline warning tracks.
Yeah. He gets that, you know?
We have trampoline warning tracks. I didn't pitch you that one.
But no, it's a ball pit over the home run, though, so you land in a ball pit. It's safe.
Yeah.
So you can jump on a
over
trampoline to rob the home run, and then you land in a ball pit.
Mm-hmm.
Fun you know what? Everyone. I like it when you're more excited.
Yeah.
More positive. More positive energy.
The idea's not good, but he just likes that you're happy.
Yeah.
Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to tell the truth. I'm flying out at 1 a.m.
Right.
on Saturday to go straight to Athens, Georgia. And my wife, 25 years ago, was in the Final Four with the University of Georgia. And I don't know why they picked Super Bowl Day and a 12 o'clock game.
Right.
But that's where they're celebrating their 25 years of being the last time they were in the Final Four and my wife was there. So, obviously, my wife said I could stay. But I'm going to support my wife.
Can't.
You know.
Right. No,
when
one of them.
You can't. Stay, yeah. Bubba. Yeah, get your ass home.
Oh, the one thing I know is she gave me the look, but said I could stay. And I was like, I'm not staying.
No. So, look.
You're a cagey vet. You don't want that.
Yeah, so I'll be there for that. But then we'll still have time to watch the game in Athens and then and pull for my team, you know.
Yeah, big
I'm going to win no matter what.
Exactly.
Right? I'm
true.
Winning no matter what.
You win no matter what.
Me and Tua.
It is annoying, like the people who plan like weddings and birthday parties like during the football season. Not just Super Bowl, just any Sunday.
Listen,
right?
I love the University of Georgia, but what are we doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right. They probably just grabbed a date a year ago, not thinking, oh, is this Super Bowl Sunday? Like Sunday, noon game, perfect. Like Super Bowl Sunday.
They didn't know my favorite teams were going to be in the game.
That's true, too.
What if you invited your wife to go to the Super Bowl? What would you choose?
She's going to Georgia.
She's going to Georgia. You tried that already, didn't you?
Yeah, her coach was so special to her, meant so much to her. She moved there when she was 17, so she's from Canada. So she's been away from Canada since she was 17. And seeing the girls, you know, getting the team back together, it's going to be awesome.
Where'd your love of the Yankees come from? Because you're from Pensacola, so I figured like maybe the Atlanta Braves or something.
No, so
sent you a jersey.
No, so I got a few. my dad growing up was a big Yankees fan. So when I was born and when they figured out I was left-handed, he wanted me to be a baseball player, be a pitcher. And Don Mattingly was coming through being a first baseman, and so that was the guy I looked up to because you know you follow your parents or that guidance. And so you start following that team and watch them. And they're winning. Who doesn't want to watch winners, right?
Right.
And so, you know, that's where the love of the Yankees came. And then when you see some of the great names that have come along after Don Mattingly, I mean, Derek Jeter, but now you got Aaron Judge, who's you know, my son did a story. My son's adopted and did a story on him. He's adopted, and then he's a baseball player. And my son now uses number 99 in everything he does because he's following this great guy that happens to be a great baseball player as well, and a pretty big hitter every once in a while.
That's awesome. How long did you golf, not knowing you were a lefty?
Because
you said when your parents figured out that I was a lefty.
Well, when I was I started t-ball when I was 4. That's when I started throwing and everything, and then golf I started at age 6. And my dad said he's not going to be a golfer. I want him to play baseball. And my mom was obviously the ball. So at age 6, for my dad to go on Saturdays to play with his buddies, I had to go with him and tag along. So, yeah.
What is the most annoyed you've made your caddy?
Oh, my gosh. Pouting? I mean, every round? I'd say at least you got to give me like 5 minutes every round that I pout.
Where is the most friction in that relationship on the course, like generally? On the green?
On the green.
Yeah?
I mean, my skill set is not known for the green.
Okay.
It's all the other stuff. And so last year, gosh, I think I was dead last in putting on Live. 48 guys. I finished 49th, I think. And so that's where my struggle has always been. Not because, you know, I can't do it, but it's just because you want it so much. And mentally, that just takes me over the edge. And
what do you think about right before, like, the biggest putts of your life?
I was going to ask him, do you get nervous when you're standing over those?
Like, because, like, if I'm shooting a good round, like, let's say I have a chance to break 80, I get nervous over a putt on 18. So I'm always in the biggest moments when you need to drill a putt, like, is it just I go through my same routine, or is there a thought of, like, relax, like,
truthfully, because of who I am and my personality and what's going on in my head, when I'm under pressure like that, I don't even think about negatives. So like when I was in the woods at Augusta, I never once thought about the negative here. I thought about only this one shot I got to hit. And so it's just like a putt. You got one 5-footer. Luckily, my first Masters win was a 6-incher, so I could make that one. But so that's what you're thinking about when you're, you know, I'm so focused on the one thing that my mind kind of hones in on that. Now, when I'm down the bottom of the list, that's when a lot of things are going through my head.
That iconic shot that you hit, was your caddy begging you not to try to hit that shot, or he was just like, I got to let Bubba be Bubba?
No, Ted Scott is now on the bag with Scotty Scheffler. They're doing pretty well. And so he's always said, I carry the paintbrushes, and he lets me be the artist. Right. And so at that moment, that's one of those moments where you're just like, whatever club you grab, I'm backing away, and I'm just going to watch it. And then you paint the picture. Huh. And so that's what he's always said to me. He's like, on certain moments, he's got to just let me paint.
Do golfers go for a caddy that helps their weakness? Like, have you always looked for caddies that can read a good green, since you said that, like, that's kind of your weakness? Is that how guys do that stuff, or is it more relationship-based?
Yeah, so a lot of guys are focused on that.
Yeah.
And Ben Crane helped me find Ted Scott years ago in 06 when I was a rookie. And I wanted a guy that had the same belief system as I had. Yeah. We went to Bible study together on tour. And so Ted is older. And so I got to learn from Ted as being a husband, to being a dad. Forget golfing, just the other stuff of life.
Okay.
What kind of relationship's harder for you to end? An actual, like, relationship, or caddy relationship?
Wow.
Like, what do you mean a relationship? Well,
have you ever broken up with a caddy via text?
Yeah, or ghosted a caddy. Like, what's the worst caddy breakup that you've had?
Well, so I had Ted Scott. I had Ted Scott for 16 years. And then my boy Gabe, who's right over there, is now my caddy. Yeah. I had him for a little bit.
It's not you, it's me. Like, how did that, how did that end?
But I called. You know, it sucks because you're a friend. 16 years, you're a friend. But we realized he needed to go help another young kid, and he got a great bag. I'd go to that bag, too, if I was – I'd turn caddy for Scotty Scheffler. But
how do you and a caddy keep it fresh?
Well, we don't ever talk about golf. So it's all the new stuff that's going on, right? Sports. You know, news, what's happening in the world, those kind of things.
Why are you making this like a weird marriage?
Well, he's making it sexual.
No, not sexual. I just meant, like, in relationships, you can sometimes get, like, stale, and it's just like, all right, let's do this drill. I don't know.
Has Gabe learned to put up with
your tantrums?
Wear costumes,
stuff like that.
The meltdowns. Is Gabe, like, just Bubba, we're good?
He's been helping me out for quite a while on all my other projects, so he knows my issues.
You mentioned Ben Crane. What are the chances we get a Golf Boys reunion? I don't know if you guys know about this.
What?
You, Ben Crane, Ricky Fowler, you guys did, like,
Hunter
music
Mayhem.
Videos, like 2.0 on Hunter Mayhem. Yeah. I remember it must have been 10 or over 10 years ago now. Great YouTube videos.
So if you go to
music
YouTube.
Music videos. They're hilarious.
It's music videos. We did Golf Boys.
And Golf and Boys 2.0.
2.0.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the 2.
When's 3.0 coming?
And then I had to go solo.
Oh, you did one?
So I did my Christmas. I do Bubba Claus. So I did a Christmas rap with Bubba Claus.
That's hilarious.
And then I did the KB. I dropped the 16 bars with KB on his album.
All right, that's cool.
I'm looking this up right now.
I mean, you're not going to be able to watch it now. We're in the middle of recording.
Yeah. Well, we're interviewing him.
Spelled my name wrong, but that's fine.
That's not
it. Totally fine.
Google will fix it.
It's not Bubba Wason.
Got Bubba in a nice pair of suspenders in the original one.
It's Lady. It's Lady maternity overalls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
99 cent at the thrift store. Yes.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to watch it later. It's hilarious.
Hold on a second. You're shopping at thrift stores still?
Well, no. You got to get the outfits right. Listen, the outfit is the most important thing you can possibly do. Like, there's a reason why I wore this hoodie today. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's reasons why you do things. Everything I do is, I hate to tell you this, but it's calculated.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Really?
It's weird.
What is this watch telling us? Because that watch is confusing as hell.
I'm looking at that. It tells me that I'm pretty cool. That's what it's telling me. There's a reason why I walked through like this, and there's a reason why I showed it when we got on, you know, when the camera's around, you know?
Right. What's the strangest thing that you are cheap on?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm cheap on.
That is a good question.
On the golf course, I'm the cheapest. Like, I will bet you all day for $5.
Really?
Really?
But like, I just hate
like these guys are like, hey man, we're gonna play for $1,000. We'll play $5,000. I was like, is that gonna change your life?
Yeah.
And I'm like, then if it's gonna change your life, then you got issues one way or you got issues the other way, right? And so like, let's do $5. I can play for pride. Like, so on the golf course, all these guys want to gamble and make bets, and I'm like, dude, I don't care. It's practice. We're talking about practice.
Yeah. Right.
Because I would never gamble, obviously, during the competition. So on a Tuesday, I'm like, we're talking about practice? Like flag football game? Like that's what we're talking
about. Well, some people put a lot of, you know, weight on flag football games, skill competitions.
What is the opposite? The opposite of what he just asked. Where are you the most I'll spend money on this?
Oh my gosh.
Where are you the bougiest?
Cars. Cars all day long. Yeah. And I'll be honest, I've wasted a boatload, I'll just say a boatload of money on NBA games.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
You got to pay for it. Man, they got to get Bubba Watson.
Just, I'm going to, you said bougie. I sit courtside. I'm not going if I don't sit courtside.
No, I know, but you should get free tickets to the game. You're a two-time Masters champion,
There's certain times, he's like, to get free, they're like, and I'm just like, I'll just
We're going to interview you in the first quarter. It's like, no, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, it's easier just to buy them.
You just buy your tickets, go sit down, right? You don't have to deal, shake hands,
and then, you know, then you leave, and people forget about me winning the Masters and my social media presence, so they're just like, no, we're not. We'll give it to you half price. I'm like, man, I'll just pay for it.
What's the most expensive car you own? What's the coolest car you own? Because those could be two very different things.
Oh, man. I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, boy.
I don't have any expensive cars right now. I have the electric Hummer. I don't keep them. Like, I get them, and I move them fast, right?
Electric Hummer's like over six figures.
Don't worry about my man's wallet, Billy.
It was 15. It was 115. 115 plus tax.
He's living good. If you know
now
what I mean.
Now resell them, you get a boatload more. But and then I have a G wagon, Mercedes G wagon. My wife has a Suburban and a Jeep. She's a Jeep girl. So that was it. That's my car.
How do you like the electric Hummer?
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really helping the planet, you know?
Well,
doesn't have much hum to it, though. Get it? Because it's quiet? I don't know.
That was terrible.
Yeah, when you're in reverse, it makes a little noise.
Give him a hug. Give him a little hug. Come on, man. Such a bad joke. Struggling today.
All right, we're back. We're back, baby.
Such a bad joke.
So the coolest thing, you asked the question. So I bought
a... We're all rattled, Bubba. It's okay.
Well, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep this going.
You're keeping the train on the tracks.
You're great.
So a 1939 LaSalle Seahawk... I had, and it was decked out, had new Cadillac engine in it, all this stuff, 600 horsepower. It's probably the loudest vehicle I've ever had. They had convertible top, was electric, so it's all customized, and I had that for a while. It was the loudest vehicle I ever owned. It was crazy. I was going through the Barrett Jackson, and my wife gave me permission to buy a car, but before that car came up, this other car came up, and they cranked it, and I'm from the South, and my name's Bubba, right? So loud, I'm looking, right? And so this thing, they revved the engine, and I was like, just raised my hand. Just bought it. I was like, what an idiot.
How do you know when it's time to sell? Like, how do you decide, like, I have too many cars. Like, I can get rid of a couple here. Like, is it because, like, I only have so much space, so if I want a new one, I get rid of one, or someone just comes and makes you an offer, and you're like, I got it.
The honest, dead honest truth is, if I feel I can talk my wife into it, she hates spending money. So if I feel there's a way I can kind of sweet talk her into letting me get a new vehicle, like showing up in Athens, probably a couple weeks I'll have a new vehicle.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to sweet talk her into
it. You have to like sell your wife into
the new vehicle.
Right.
But how do you
like oil change? Like, man, I need an oil change. I probably should just go ahead and get a new one.
But how do you know when to get rid of the old ones?
I've done oil changes. I've done multiple oil changes. I'm like, you know what? Just give me a new one. I'm good.
Did you just sell the car?
I wrote a book. I'm special.
You can go on Groupon. You can get a Jiffy Lube oil change for like $29. You don't need to buy a new car.
I was in a car dealership for 5 years, and I still bought cars for myself.
From yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Did you give yourself a good deal?
No, man. I was like, man, you can't get it for that price. I'm yelling at myself.
What's the one thing you haven't done or business you haven't tried yet that you want to try? Because it seems like you've had your hand in everything, man.
So because like I said, my wife played professional basketball, and I love the NBA. I've tried to get myself in position to purchase. I'm talking about, I can't afford anything.
Team,
so
right?
I'm talking about a small piece of a
small
team.
Piece of
just
team.
So I can live in that city and be there and support them.
Get free tickets.
Yeah, get free tickets.
finally.
But I'll be, I got many things to say here, but I buy my own season tickets at the Wahoo Stadium because you want to show the workers and the staff, like, this is a business, and we can't just everything ain't free. Just like the ice cream shop, when I go in there, I pay.
Yep.
I pay for my ice cream, pay for everything. Driving range is the only thing I cheap
maybe
out
at,
on. I
maybe
don't pay
at dinner
those.
Though, free apps. Come on. Yeah, no, they know you. Like no, apps are on the house.
When y'all come to throw out a first pitch, I'll get y'all ice cream too. I know
that. We'll pay for it. Then.
You tip the amount for those appetizers. Come on, you're Bubba Watson. So
hold on, Billy.
Go back to this. I'm making my pitch right here. Okay. I want to be part of an NBA team. And when the Phoenix Suns were up for sale,
right?
And I was trying to get in there somehow because I love Scottsdale.
Maybe the four of us partner up.
Yeah, partner up.
Yeah,
we can put.
Yes.
You're gonna have to put down.
I got a few hundo on it.
And so I started. I'm in this new business now, so I had people that have a lot of money, And so I was trying to.
Well, how does that work? Like, you find out a team's for sale, like, and you start like making calls, like, who knows?
Billy, he's in
who,
how do we get into this? Man.
Well, I'm hoping that y'all can help me get over the edge, and I get one of these super circles. But
we're helping you get into the super circles by a team.
Okay, right. Maybe they're watching.
I can get you in there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But no, that's really what it is. You start meeting people, and golf puts me in a lot of different around a lot of different people. But I met a group that's out of Phoenix that have a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of backing, and yeah. We tried to make it work. My influence wasn't as big as I was hoping for, but so my dream would be to be a partner like that, like small piece, but I'm there supporting and showing love and move to that city, because that's the stuff I just enjoy doing. It's not about money to me. It's just about supporting and showing love to a group of people, young people. Same reason I went to live, same reason I have the AA baseball team. I get to support these kids and help hopefully teach them life lessons, and they move on to do bigger and better things and not get in trouble after they get a heap of cash,
right.
and show up in the bad reports.
How hard is that once you first get big and you get your first cash? Like, how hard is it to not get in trouble? Because everything is thrown at you.
Well, I mean, you can always make bad choices, but it's golf is different. Golf, you have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare. Tiger is an exception to the rule. He got money before he showed it. I mean, he did show us in amateur golf, but
right. It ended up working out.
It worked out pretty good for
him. They were right about Tiger.
Yeah. Nike did all right there. So that's the difference in golf. Golf, you don't get it up front. You get it as you perform.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what puts us in a different category, kind of like tennis. You just kind of
have to
earn it.
You have to keep earning it to keep – you have to keep right. winning to keep earning, so you have to have, I guess, a different level of maturity because it's not a guarantee.
Right. If you threw somebody $100 million up front, I mean, we'd probably be in the news media a lot differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, John Rahm just kind of took that, right? I mean, took more, $600 million.
Yeah, but it's later in his career, right? Like, he's already
– No, it makes sense.
He's already
sense
went through
yes.
the, right. the immaturity
yes.
level, right?
Yes. Well, I think as long as you guys can play in the majors, like, I don't see – like, why wouldn't you take that kind of – because the majors are what's important to you guys,
yeah,
right?
But it's the 10 – yeah, yes, 100%. Right. But yes. It's the 10-year plan. If you look at the vision and saw the background – which I've tried to
things we haven't seen. Obviously.
Yeah,
right.
And so that's where people come together. And who doesn't want to be part of a team? Every franchise is doing well around the country, around the world. So golf is now having franchises.
See, you mentioned earlier your wife not liking when you spend money. I don't want to get you in trouble here.
No, you won't.
Secret purchases.
Ooh.
I don't have any secret. Truthfully, I mean, first chapter I wrote about this in the book, but I. Communication with my wife, 19 years of marriage, going on 20 years, September 1st, will be 20 years. But being together, she's my best friend. If I can't share with her, then and then my money man, he knows everything. I can't keep it a secret from him. But she's not the one I'm worried about. It's more my money man. But
oh, he's like, hey. No.
Yeah, he just can't buy that.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. He's like, how much is that Hummer?
Yeah, exactly.
Has Mickelson ever tried to rope you into like a big gambling game? Or? And he's legendary for it.
Yeah,
you said you don't do it, and I don't play.
So Ryder Cups and President's Cup, right?
Yeah.
You want to get the juices flowing, and so I've paired with him twice in practice rounds, and he's called me out twice, and he's lost twice.
Yeah. He seems like a good person to bet against.
Right. I mean, he's lost twice, and he doesn't want to call me out anymore.
That's so great. Have you played golf with any like Yankee heroes of yours? Have you had the chance to play like with Jeter, let's say?
No. I've met a bunch of the guys, but no, I've never played golf with any of them.
What would you shoot righty for a round?
Oh, man.
Chris, he'd destroy us.
No, my claim to fame is I made an eagle right-handed when I was in high school, but then I wouldn't be that good now. But like, I mean, when I say not good, I'm talking
90?
About... No, not even close.
Oh, really?
Might putt better, though. Maybe I'll try that.
That'd be a funny match.
Chris Goso, I'd beat you. Yes, no, it would be. Him
just
playing righty
one
versus
on one.
You.
We're probably around even.
His righty versus your righty.
Yeah. Yes. It'd be fun.
All right, let's make Chris. You had prediction questions.
Super Bowl predictions.
Bubba's got to run.
I mean,
he's got some more tables to go to.
I need this game. So I don't even want your prediction. Tell me what's going to happen. Who's going to win? Take all emotion out of it.
All emotion out of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Forget about your jersey.
So all emotion out of it and just look at
$1 million on it.
Okay.
If you had to.
$5.
$5.
If I had to.
And your money man and your wife are going to know about it.
I would go Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
The spread, plus 1.5?
Well, it's not even, just you said win. Take all that out. You asked me about the teams.
Yes.
And so I'm going, I think Andy Reid has been amazing dealing with these stuff the last 6 weeks with all the emotions going on with the people that show up to the games. My best friend, Taylor Swift. And so I have her jersey. I don't know if y'all seen it.
We saw it.
And so, you know, I hope they don't postpone the game because her jet doesn't get here in time.
Yeah, that'd
propose?
Be tragedy.
You just said propose? Wait, what? What's happening?
Wait, do you know something?
Spoiler alert.
That's the odds. The odds are against them.
You know, she wants the NFL to pick up the travel expenses. Seriously. That's a report by Boomer Esiason.
Listen. The over and under, if we're delaying the game because of her not getting here. I mean, that's the real question.
Wow. So,
but here's the thing. When you think about Andy and what he's been able to do with this group of guys and what they keep doing, it's like playoff Jimmy down in Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they just keep winning. They figure out a way to win. It's like Belichick and Brady. So I just think from that side of it, their experience side of it, I just think that's who I would have to, if I have to go with anybody.
I just realized if the Chiefs win at all, that means the Dolphins at least lost to the champs.
To the champs. Mm-hmm.
Right. You're back on board. You're back. Yeah, gosh, man. That's a high five.
Bubba, you rehabbed him, man.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, what a day.
You put him on the couch. I mean, unbelievable. Bubba, thank you so much. Let's promote Liv one more time on the way out. The tournament coming up this week.
Right, yeah, we have a tournament here in Las Vegas. It's going to be exciting. John Rahm will be there, I heard.
Nice.
Yeah, and then the party hole. I mean, it's going to be – it's a crazy week in Vegas. Like, it's always crazy, but the Super Bowl – and go Chiefs. Wait, what? I said
and,
that?
And remember, I can really read a green if you need a new caddy.
Perfect.
I can read a mad green.
Chris, we're going to play golf. He invited us to a baseball
yeah,
game.
Yeah, and then we'll play golf. We'll eat ice cream, baseball,
wow.
And golf.
What a day.
Billy, you can
and then
we'll
go to the
clubs.
Beach.
Yeah. And then we'll go to the beach
yeah,
afterwards?
Yeah, then we'll go to the beach afterwards. Whitest beaches in the world. You know?
What a day. Billy's excited.
I'm excited about this.
All right, we appreciate this, man.
No,
it was great to meet you in person. You've been great to us throughout this playoff run, and we appreciate that. I love that you love talking football, so you're welcome here anytime. In fact, you're welcome every single week. If you
oh,
want.
Man, that yeah. would be amazing. That would
right,
be
cool.
awesome.
Cool, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
All right.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.